What does the rush hour with MG sound like without MG? You're about to find out. We've got a special guest filling in because it's the Triple M Rush Hour without MG.
Liam Flanagan here. It was Jamie Soward Monday, Drew Mitchell yesterday. We've already locked in Josh Reynolds, the man whose NRL season is over because of shoulder surgery. He'll be with us tomorrow when we're at the front of ANZ Stadium. But today, please welcome Brian Fletcher.
Thank you very much, Liam.
Fletcher,
good to be here.
How are you feeling?
Feeling good. A bit nervous. I've done a little bit of radio, but it's always been the grill team early in the morning. I'm usually half cut by now, by 6 o'clock, so not to say I might not be.
But you're not today.
No, not today.
Outstanding. Did you reach out to MG for any advice on the show today?
No, I didn't. Good. I did. Where is he? Is he away?
Oh, he's probably, I don't actually know where he is. I think he's keeping well, though.
Yeah, I'm sure he would be.
Yeah. Fantastic to have you in today. And, of course, you are going to take hold of the Black Book Challenge. Now, if you're not aware, this is where I expect you to bring a big name to the show, Fletch. You're a big deal.
Right.
And I want you to go into your contacts of all the people you've met throughout the years and bring the biggest possible name you can to the Rush Hour with MG.
Okay.
As well, in get them on the phone.
Right. So
in the next hour.
What I'm up against?
Sowie delivered Jeremy Paul for us on Monday.
Yeah, Wallaby.
Yep, won a World Cup, won a John Eales medal. Then Drew Mitchell rolled out his best mate, Curtly Beale, for us yesterday.
Right. Does it have to be a rugby union type? Doesn't have to be?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, cool. Because I don't know any rugby union
types. You know Wendell.
Yeah. Well, he's a legend.
Yeah,
he's
right.
A legend. All right, I'm going to go through my phone right now.
All right.
I'll start in the alphabetical order.
Okay. Yeah. Who's at the top?
Alan Jones. AJ.
If you can get Alan Jones, we'll speak to him.
It's not the radio, not the disc jockey Alan Jones. It's my lawnmower guy, Alan Jones.
Oh, good. All right. Well, no, that would be disappointing. Big show coming out. We are going to talk to Luke Lewis, who announced his retirement at the end of the season. Fletch, I want to get your thoughts on the richest contract ever signed by a teenager in the history of the NRL, Payne Haas.
Wow.
Big money.
I've heard that. $3 million? Is it $3 million?
$3.4 million.
Goodness me.
It's a lot of cash.
What did you do with that?
Oh, don't get me started. But up next, six names have been included to be inducted into the NRL Hall of Fame. And we're going to speak to one of those next. Steve Beaver Menzies joining us on the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M. Or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam Flanagan here and joined by Brian Fletcher. Fletch, you are taking control of the Rush Hour with MG's Black Book Challenge. You're constantly scrolling through your phone. I hope you're looking through the contacts.
Yes, I've just texted a few people and told me no way.
Okay. Good.
But yeah, I'm still trolling.
And the other thing we're handing over to you in MG's absence is the power rankings. Now, what MG normally does with these is he decides the five best forwards in the game, or he says which five teams are in the best form at this stage of the season. But we want to change it up a little bit for you today. What we'd like you to do, what I'd like you to do, is name your five best teammates throughout your career off field.
Right. Okay.
Because
what's the criteria off field?
You tell me who, just the five teammates that you played with throughout your career. Or against, maybe.
Yep.
That were the best value off the field. Maybe you were celebrating when you won State of Origin, or maybe when you won your premiership with the Roosters.
Yep.
Just the five best teammates throughout your career.
Okay.
You might have to send a few more text messages on that one.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty good at this. I've got a good memory. I've got a couple in mind.
Okay, very good. But before that, let's do this.
Trending now.
Fletch, it was announced last night at the SCG on August 1st, the NRL Hall of Fame will welcome six new members. Ricky Stewart, Petro Sivanisiva, Gordon Tallis, Cliffy Lyons, Mark Graham, and this man. 349 games of first grade, the most prolific try-scoring forward in the history of the NRL, two premierships, and is he trying to add himself onto the Fletchie and Hindy bus? Is he on board?
Well, he was for a couple of years, but then, in his words, I got a real job. And he had to leave us. But now all those blokes that got nominated, obviously terrific players and well-deserved, but this bloke's pretty special.
Steve Menzies, congratulations on the induction.
Cheers, boys. Thanks very much for having me on.
It must be pretty special that not only that you're going in, but that you're going in alongside your former Manly legend teammate, Cliffy Lyons.
Yeah, look, it is. We had a great partnership on the field for many years, and it's, I suppose that some of the credit of being able to play and at that level is it goes to your teammates and around you. And, he was a huge part of my early career. And, it's obviously you couldn't have. Now these things are nice, but you couldn't do it without your coaching staff and your friends and family and all the players around you. So it's very humbling to be named alongside those guys.
Beaver, Fletch, congratulations, mate. Well deserved. Now listen.
Do you really? That sounded very sincere.
I do, mate.
Thanks,
Steve.
Thank you.
Steve, you're a treat. Now, I hear. Tell us a story that you'd never played back row before. I heard this last night on NRL 360, and you were put up in the second row coming from the wing. Is this true or is this false? Is this Kenty just making it up again?
No. I always played back row my whole career.
I played
under 19, so a few of us got to sit on the bench for 21s. And a few of the boys, Hopper and Nick Kossoff and Jack Ellis, from all these guys, have played a rep game. And they're flying back in Queensland. They just played for New South Wales. And they're playing one of the engines, and they had to turn around and revert back. So about six of us got a start. That was my first ever. I've never played in the wing. And they said, do you want to get on there? I put my hand up. How hard could it be?
Well, as we know, it's not very hard. Hey, Beav, do you remember your first try? Your first grade try?
I don't even remember it.
No?
Don't remember it, no.
Okay, do you remember your last?
Yes, I remember my last.
Yeah.
2008 grand final when I snuck over.
Yeah, I was just...
That 28-centimetre try.
And 28-1, we all got on. Booyah!
Hey, even then Steve Bell scored at the end and wrecked us.
Now, Beav, what happens now? You're getting inducted. Is there a dinner or something? Are we getting an invite? What happens?
Yeah, there's a dinner. You don't get an invite. I think it's to August 1. There'll be a gala dinner and... there'll be festivities and things like that.
It's at the SCG, Fletch. You'd know back doors into the SCG around there from your time at the Roosters, wouldn't
you? Yes, I know. There are a few tunnels.
Yeah, good.
There's a few tunnels there.
No, look, it's a real privilege and an honour to be selected. Look, I think it'll be a fabulous evening. I can't confirm that you'll be invited, though.
Okay. Oh. I'll ask Cliffy.
Well, I wanted to... You talk about privilege and honour there, Beaver. I wanted to throw out a suggestion. I think it's time for you and your good mate Cliffy to be immortalised out the front of Brookvale Oval. And I think there's a statue. It's a no-brainer. It's Cliffy just, with ball in hand and you ready to run the little inside ball off the bat. Yeah. What do you think out the front of Brookie?
Yeah, let's get the petition going. I'll be the first one on. Let's start it. Fletch, you in?
No, not if I don't get an invite to the gala dinner.
I'll call Cliffy, see if he can get you on his table.
Now, Beav, I need to ask you. I mentioned earlier that you had left Nathan and I on Maddie's show, but what are you doing now? What are you doing?
Yeah, what's this real job?
Yeah.
I'm a mortgage broker, so I've got a real job, and these guys are trying to make me do stupid things on TV, and I've got to sit in front of people and be serious and say, can I help you with your home loan? Can you restructure this? And
if you weren't boring before, this has just now put you into the top echelon of boringness.
Steve Menzies, soon to be the world's most boring man in the NRL Hall of Fame, according to Brian Fletcher. Hey, Beaver, seriously though, it's a fantastic effort. Your career, the statistics speak for themselves.
Yeah.
You're much loved and you're welcome on the Rush Hour with MG anytime.
Thank you. I feel so loved on the Rush Hour. Cheers, boys.
Good on you, Beav. Well done, mate.
Fletch, I certainly don't have the relationship that you have with Steve Menzies, but he seems like a ripper.
He is. We take the mickey out of him a bit, but... you look at his look what he's done in the game. He's played over including Super League. It's over 500 games with Origins and representing football. Terrific bloke, terrific footballer. But I know him that well that we can take the mickey out of him.
Yeah, there's a stat in the Daily Telegraph today which I did love though, and he made point of that with his relationship with Cliffy Lyons on the field and the partnership that they have and the success that they enjoy together. In their time together, the six games that Cliffy didn't play, Beaver didn't score a try.
No, well, I reckon that's why they put them in together. You can't have one without the other. Well, you probably could have Cliffy, but certainly not without Beaver.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Brian Fletcher in studio with us this evening. Hey, up next, we've got to talk about some player movements because the Dragons, the Broncos and the Panthers have all announced some big ins of their own for 2019. We'll find out who's going where next.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and we do the show for our friends at Lotto Land. The US Power Special Jackpot is currently worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Place a bet at Lotto Land today, but remember to gamble responsibly. MG not in this week. Brian Fletcher doing a fantastic job so far, Fletch.
Thank you, Liam. Thank you very much.
It's early days.
Yes.
Things could go wrong.
How long have we got to go? Just wondering.
We've got about 40 minutes.
Okay, I'm just going to pace myself.
Yeah, you're about a third of the way through. Fletch still working through his contacts to see who can he can deliver us for the Rush Hour with MG's Black Book Challenge.
Freddie's just brushed me, by the way. Freddie just said, no way in the world.
Freddie's a friend of the show.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. We've got to talk about some player movement because I don't know what it is about the 18th of July, but apparently that's the day when everyone announces things.
Right.
There may actually be a legitimate reason behind it, I'm not sure. But let's start up in Brisbane with Payne Haas has signed the richest deal for a teenager in the history of the NRL. Pete Bedell for the Courier Mail up there is reporting that it's a six-year deal, including a five-year extension till the end of 2024, worth $3.4 million. That's more money than Caelan Ponga.
Yeah, I mean, we saw a glimpse of him when he made his debut earlier this year. I mean, he's a big kid. He runs hard. Obviously, the Broncos are willing to take a punt on him, and they've seen him. I know he played in the Queensland Cup, or the Intrust Super Cup, and he was too good for him there. I know he's only a kid, but coming up in first grade, he copped a bit of a knock and a bit of an injury, so I think he's out for the rest of the year. But, he's a big kid. I haven't really seen enough of him to make a call, but obviously the Broncos have, and big money.
Well, no one, you would think no one except the Broncos has seen enough on him to make a call, because he only played three NRL games. Mm. He's only made 11 hit-ups in the NRL. So there's two precedents for this sort of money going to young kids. You'd see Caelan Ponga is the upside. He signed without much first grade experience, signed that deal with the Knights, and he has been worth every penny so far. But then on the other side of it is young Moses Suli, and we saw what happened with him with the West Tigers, then the Bulldogs, and he's now at Manly. But there was a young kid who was given a big contract on potential alone, and it didn't really pan out.
Yeah, I suppose that is the conundrum, but obviously for the Broncos to give him that amount of money and sign him for that long, other clubs must have been interested, and obviously his management, maybe they've got a good deal here. We're going to have to wait and see, but what I did see of him, he's big and mobile, and Brisbane certainly need that. They've got a few guys there. I mean, Sam Thaiday's leaving at the end of the year, so they need some punch up the middle, and certainly when this bloke gets going, he takes a lot to stop.
Absolutely. Let's move on to the Dragons, who have announced that they're bringing another Sims to the Dragons. Corbin Sims has signed a three-year deal with the Dragons. He's a Gerangong Junior, and obviously will join brother Tarek at the side. They've said that Corbin's arrival will fill the void left by Leeson Armau, who's headed to the Warriors next season, also on a three-year deal.
Yeah, Leeson Armau, he's been terrific for the Dragons this year. Corbin will fit in really well there, and as you said, he's a junior. And get to play with your brother, I think there must be something special. I've got four brothers, never got to play with them, except in the backyard, but
They weren't good enough?
No, not your fault? No, not my fault. He'll be good for the Dragons. Because Tarek's flying.
And especially with that forward pack that they've got there, I mean, with Vaughan and DeBellum and Graham, and it seems like the arrival of James Graham's really kicked all those boys into another gear.
Yeah, he's been phenomenal. Mm. When he was at the Dogs, I think the Dogs are still paying some of his money for the Dragons, which is ridiculous.
I think the Dogs are still paying everybody.
Yeah,
aren't they?
I know. I mean, that's a bit of a basket case out there. But Corbin coming off the bench, he's a terrific player, and I think they've got it right. The Dragons, and they're all mobile forwards. That team is so, I mean, they've sort of, the wheels have fallen off a little bit, but they can play 80 minutes. So huge signing for the Dragons.
Still would be remarkable to see if Corbin has been 18th man for Queensland previously. It would be remarkable if he got back to Origin level and you had brothers playing against one another on that stage.
Yeah, how does that work? I need to find out about these rules because, obviously they grew up together, but it's where you play your first game.
I don't understand it.
Socks down.
Billy Kickow has re-signed with the Panthers. He's announced a contract extension till the end of 2022. He is averaging 130 metres a game, four tackle breaks and two offloads this year.
Yeah, huge signing for the Penny Panthers. This kid, I mean, I've been watching him this year. He's been the most damaging forward on that in the league at the moment. I mean, he can do everything. He's got a bit of Sonny Bill about him.
Mm. The way he holds the ball.
Or that. I mean, he's got some. He can play before the line. He can play through the line. We've seen with that offload. He can hit and defend. How many years did he get?
It looks like it's a three-year extension extension.
Yeah, Gus has pulled the right rein there and got him. Now they just need Nathan Cleary to sign, and they got the makings. Because Regan Campbell-Gillard signed for 6 years.
Yeah.
So Gus is doing his magic out there.
You'll be able to hear the cheer wherever you are in Sydney, in New South Wales, if Nathan Cleary re-signs at the Panthers. They'll be that excited. A couple of other ones. Sione Katoa has signed an extension till the end of 2020. That's the Cronulla Sharks, Sione Katoa. And Lachlan Lewis, nephew of the great King Wally Lewis, has signed for another two seasons with the Bulldogs. I wanted to ask you a hypothetical, Fletch.
Yes.
Given your experience playing for South Sydney and the Sydney Roosters.
Yes.
Angus Crichton, we know he's signed to go to the Roosters next year. Is there any chance, given how the Rabbitohs are playing and how much he seems to be enjoying his football, that he could break contract and stay at the Rabbitohs?
No way in the world. I don't think. Angus seems to me a man of his word. He's a terrific footballer, terrific man. I think morally he would do it. And the fact that the Chooks would have to agree to this, and
no.
Between the Roosters and the tension between the Roosters and South Sydney, I can't see Nick Politis allowing this to happen. So, look, the Bunnies are flying, but he'll be in the red, white and blue next year.
Did Nick put up as much of a fight when you left?
Not at all. Okay. I think he closed the door on the way out, as he mentioned to me.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. We've got Brian Fletcher in the studio with Liam Flanagan this evening. All right, Fletch, up next, it's Power Rankings time. You are going to tell us your five greatest teammates off the field.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Brian Fletcher in the studio. Fletch, it's time to do this. I got that power. Now, I can see the look on your face as that music pumps out. That was MG's choice.
Right, it's very early 90s. Very early 90s.
In MG's heyday. Now, we do the power rankings thanks to our friends at Tyre Power. Buy four selected Pirelli tyres and receive a $100 Westfield FBOSS gift card. Now, we've changed things up. Normally, these are football related. Still is football related in a way, but we've asked you. So we spoke to Steve Menzies, who is one of the six new inductees for the NRL Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame is obviously for outstanding achievement on the field. But when it comes to off the field, Fletch, I think, is it fair to say you're at least a Hall of Famer?
I'd have to be.
Would you be in the immortal class?
You know what? I'd be knocking on the door. I'd be knocking on the door, I reckon.
You'd be like you'd be like Lockie and Mao, up for nomination, possible inclusion.
Yeah, I'd be like Joey. Wouldn't be the eighth. Well, this is tough. This is really tough, Liam. I've just been racking my brain through these five people. I've narrowed it down.
You've got your five?
I've got my five.
All right, here we go.
Number five.
We've got some production for you. Here you go.
Sorry.
Number five, Brian Fletcher's top five teammates off field.
Five.
Okay, I've gone for Nathan Wood. Now, I played with Nathan Wood. Played over 200 first grade games. He played for the Tigers, played for the Roosters, obviously. The Warriors, went over to England. Terrific bloke. Very funny and a character. Mm-hmm. Number four, I've gone for Craig Wing.
Sure.
Oh, God, sorry, I keep missing this. I didn't know this. I don't know this radio stuff.
But just get on back to number five, Nathan Wood.
Yep.
What was his best asset off field?
Can I just mention, I mean, you know the play Puppetry of the Penis?
That's fine. That's all we need to know.
Sure.
Number four, Craig Wing.
Yes.
Wingy was, obviously a good-looking dude.
Yes.
And running off him in my heyday.
Ah, right.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
He was the Cliffy Lyons to your Steve Menzies.
Absolutely.
Very good. All right.
Three.
Okay, another good-looking gentleman, Luke Ricketson.
Oh, Rico.
Yeah, Rico, terrific bloke, terrific off-field. He could certainly get the team together.
Yep.
And can dance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I needed someone. If I'm going to go out for a beer, you've got to be able to dance.
Yeah,
Rico can cut a rug with the best of them.
Well, and now he'd be able to get you into all the A-list events, wouldn't he?
You would think so. Luke, you listening? No.
You haven't heard from Luke for a while?
No, I hear from him. He just brushes me. I would too. I wouldn't let me into anyone.
Right, here we go. We're into the top two. This is exciting. Brian Fletcher's best teammates off field.
Two.
Okay, now this might be a bit of a surprise, but this bloke has really come of age since he's retired. Now, gentleman, I played representative football with, and I'm going to say he's gotten better with age.
Oh, he's like fine one.
Matthew Johns, obviously the captain of the grill team.
Triple M's very own.
He has he surprises me every day. So the way he gets off field, he has certainly improved. I reckon he's overtaken his brother, actually.
Or since retirement?
Absolutely. I think Matty has gone through the roof.
Is there, you know, mate, would he be dirty that he hasn't that he's missed out on the top spot?
Not when you hear the top spot. I think we'll all have to agree that number one
is pretty special. Here we go.
One.
Okay, the number one off-field immortal. Is he an immortal? Actually, I'm going to put him as an immortal.
He's an immortal. Okay. Off-field.
Craig Gower. Now, the former Penrith hooker, halfback, played for Newcastle as well. Terrific tourist. Terrific club man. terrific to have around. But, I mean, when it came time to drink and to party, I couldn't keep up with him.
Really?
So, yeah, and he's a very, very funny bloke. So Craig Gower is my number one off-field.
Inductee. Top five, top NRL off-field Hall of Fame.
There you go.
As judged by Brian Fletcher. I mean, that's a pretty big accolade for Gower. He's in the Panthers. He's one of the Panthers legends.
Yep.
And now he's made this list.
Yeah. And just an awesome, awesome campaigner. Go for days.
Congratulations to those five. We had Nathan Wood, Craig Wing, Luke Rickardson, Matty Johns, and the number one, Craig Gower.
Go on your pig.
Well done. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, we're going to speak to a man who's announced he's retiring at the end of the year. Luke Lewis joins us next.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Liam Flanagan here, and Brian Fletcher filling in for MG while the big man has a well-earned rest. Fletch, you're doing a pretty good job so far.
Thank you very much.
We're getting pretty close to when you have to deliver a big name from your black book, though.
Yes, I'm just going through my phone now.
Okay.
Does the Pope count?
If you can get him. That would be you'd win.
Yeah, right.
You'd win the comp, regardless of who Josh Reynolds gets for us tomorrow.
Okay. I'll just see what he's up to. That's some sort of mass or something. He's got a blessing someone.
Time to welcome in a man who he debuted as a 17-year-old with the Panthers all the way back in 2001. 315 first grade games and counting, two premierships. And he yesterday announced his retirement at the end of the season. Luke Lewis from the Cronulla Sharks. Welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
Hey, boys. How's it doing?
Good, Louis. Now, Fletch, how did you know it was time to hang up the boots?
My coach and my teammates told me to. No, it was getting that bad. No, I was over in England. I remember I was just sort of... Like, rugby league, it's the best job in the world. I mean, you get to hang with your mates, get fit for a living, and you get paid. But I remember distinctly one day going into training, and it just wasn't fun anymore. It was the pre-season. And I just knew, I just thought, you know, this is going to be it because I just wasn't enjoying it. And everything was great. We were winning and it was all, we had a fairly good side over there in Wigan. But, I just knew it was time.
Louis, does that sum up your experiences? I imagine your teammates wouldn't be telling you to hang him up.
Yeah, mate, you know what? He's pretty much spot on. Seriously, a couple of weeks ago, I was doing a fitness session in the pool and I just thought, halfway through it, I've hit the wall and I've gone, you know what? What am I doing, to be honest? And then that's when it sort of hit me. I thought, if I'm asking myself that question now, it's the only people I'm letting down are obviously, you know, family, friends and the supporters and my teammates. So when I made that decision there and then in head, I felt really good. But then the next sort of 4 or 5 weeks, to be honest with you, was actually pretty hard, purely because I didn't know how to do it. Just felt like the weight of the world being put off your shoulders. And, yeah, really looking forward to going back to training tomorrow and just ripping in and taking it for what it is over the next 10 weeks, hopefully, and see where it goes from there.
So, Louis, I imagine you've told your teammates. How was that? Because I know you can get a little bit emotional. Was it tough?
No, it wasn't really.
Yeah, because you hate your teammates. It's fair enough.
Yeah, no, look, it was actually all right. We were in video. We took a bit of video and just had a little bit of a chat. And we were just talking about the game and what we need to do better and where we need to improve on the training park. And it's sort of just coming out from there, you know. Like I said, I don't want to leave any stone unturned for the next sort of 7 weeks, you know. Retiring at the end of the year, and it sort of just slipped out that way.
Be honest with us, Luke, and Fletch, tell me what you think of this theory. I reckon Luke has played this beautifully because now Shane Flanagan, for the remainder of the season and into the finals, can just roll out the let's do this for Louis. Let's one more for Louis. Was that the thinking, Louis?
Mate, no, not really. But in saying that, I'm happy for him to do that. If it gets the boys pumped up and gets us a few wins. You know, when I do play my last game, mate, hopefully we've all got a smile on our face and can enjoy each other's company at the end of it and can look back and say, mate, I was very lucky to play some footy with some great players, including Fletch.
Good on you, Louis. Thanks for the rap. Hey, mate, I mean, there's been a few players over the years who have struggled with the transition of retiring and getting into the workforce. I know you're doing a great job on Fox, and I'd imagine you'd be coming on the Fox League team, but is there anything else that you have in mind? Like what sort of industry are you going to get involved with?
Well, you know what, folks, I haven't really thought too much about it, and I haven't actually had a chat to Fox just yet.
Do you want me to do that for you? I can do that for you.
Can you put in a good word for me?
Yeah. Well, actually, I'll ask the CEO tomorrow. I'll ask Matty Johns tomorrow if you're sweet to get on.
I appreciate it very much. But, yeah, look, I haven't really given it too much thought. The plan is to really just enjoy the next 10 weeks as it's all obviously coming to an end. But you know what I'm going to miss most about Fletch, to be honest, is just having a schedule, being told, you know, what to do, where to be.
But aren't you married? Aren't you married? That's what you get anyway.
Mate, you know what? My wife just said the exact same thing about 10 minutes ago. She said, I'll give you a schedule to follow.
Yeah.
Mate, whatever I do, I'm just going to put my head down, bum up, and yeah, hopefully make a real fist of it, mate, and see where it takes me.
Well, Louis, congratulations on the career. As you said, not over yet, but and apologies that unlike NRL 360 and Fox Sports last night, we don't have a pre-prepared package of highlights from your career. We don't have anything like that.
No, but I mean, we talk about getting inducted to the Hall of Fame. We've got Beaver, obviously. I reckon down the track, Louis, I don't want to embarrass you now, but I reckon you're in with a massive chance to be inducted. Two comps, Clive Churchill winner. Mm. How many Origins do you play? You'd have to play at least 18 or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah, 17.
17, test matches. I mean, played every position. Louis, I'm voting for you for the next induction.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for you. You should be, mate, the CEO of the NRL.
Imagine that. Goodness me. We'd be broke by Christmas, but we'll have a good time.
Buzz Rothfield's just gone. He just shivered. A cold shiver came over the back of Buzz Rothfield. Louis, best of luck for Friday night, and best luck for the rest of the season for you and the Sharkies.
Yeah, appreciate it, boys. Enjoy your arvo.
Good on you, Louis.
Ripping fella, Luke Lewis, and all the best for what's left of his NRL career. Fletch. The time is almost upon us, the rush hour without MG's Black Book Challenge. As I said, Jeremy Paul, Jamie Soward brought Jeremy Paul to the table. Drew Mitchell brought his best mate, Kirtley Beale. How are you going?
I think I've got someone. I don't know whether they're going to be as famous as the two gentlemen you just mentioned, but, you know, wait.
Well, that's the point. You want to win.
I do. I know I want to, but I just don't know. I'm just a bit worried.
But you've got someone.
I've got someone, I think. I'm about 95%.
All right, it's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Let's find out who Fletch has locked in next.
All the sport news you need to know about, just about the big guy. He's taking a sickie, I'm assuming. This is the Triple M Rush Hour without MG.
Yeah, no MG this week. Liam Flanagan's still here as usual. And Brian Fletcher has joined us in studio for this evening. He's going to reveal who he's locked in for the Rush Hour with MG's Black Book Challenge after... or in a couple of minutes, actually. But tomorrow night, Fletch, the round of NRL starts around 19. It kicks off with what on paper is a pretty unappealing fixture of the Eels taking on the Bulldogs.
Mm.
But I'm excited about this game. We're going to be broadcasting live at the ground. Josh Reynolds is going to be in the co-host chair taking your spot tomorrow night. So there's a reason to come out and watch the game.
Yeah, it's a bludger of a game, let's be honest.
Can you inspire? Because they're predicting pretty low numbers for this game. Can you inspire
people
to get
into
the game?
Okay. If you've got no data on your phone, there's free Wi-Fi out there, and there'll be no one there, so you'll get your coverage will be great, or the speed will be great.
Okay. All right, so free Wi-Fi.
Maybe if you're into meditating, there'll be no noise out there, definitely, so you could just kick back and focus.
Hey, Jared Haynes off contract at the end of the year. He's going to be like Jared of old, trying to win a contract.
That's right, there's no noise out there. So, and I suppose Homebush... if you're on the way to the snow, stop, revive, survive, get in there and get a Kit Kat and a cup of tea. Off you go. Oh, you asked me.
Yeah, you're right, I did.
I think the Wi-Fi is a good go.
Yeah. So, is it free Wi-Fi or do they
it's
need
free.
The password?
No, you don't need the password.
Okay.
Good to go.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
The Triple M Rush Hour.
Oh.
Little Black Book.
Now, Fletch, all this week on the show, with MG's absence, we are asking our co-hosts to dive into their list of contacts and basically come up with the biggest name that they can bring to the Rush Hour with MG. Now, Sowie kicked us off on Monday with Jeremy Paul, former Wallaby.
Yep.
Not bad. Won a World Cup. Won a John Eales medal. Pretty handy. Drew Mitchell came in yesterday and delivered us Kirtley Beale. So there's been a bit of a rugby union flavour.
Right.
Now, you've been flicking out text messages and making calls and all the rest of it.
Yes. Well, I'm going... it's not a sportsman. Well, actually, he's a sportsman.
Okay.
But not a rugby union player.
All right, good.
So I'm going to try and ring the great John Ibrahim. Now,
wow.
Yes, so I'm going to try once, but if he doesn't pick up, I'm not trying again.
All right.
Because that means he is busy and I don't want to upset him.
Well, producer Charlie has dialed the number. John, are you there?
Speaking.
Hey, Johnny boy. Thanks for picking up, mate. Thank
you. Hey, Blake, how you doing?
Going good, mate. Going good.
Hey, John, let me ask you the question. How did Mr. Brian Fletcher come into your life?
He was hitchhiking.
I was
and
too.
And you picked him up.
I was too.
I picked him up, unfortunately.
I did. I got to preface this by saying it was 2008 and I'd had a skinful as a Christmas party and I did run up to John. I did run into John up at the Coke sign, underneath the Coke sign. And he did. He was a gentleman. He dropped me home. I did offer him inside for a beer. He declined.
I think you were just lonely, mate.
And it's been a strong friendship ever since.
Yeah, so he was drinking in one of my venues, actually. And on the way home, I just spotted him hitchhiking. Him and a lady friend, I actually picked him up and dropped him off. I know he lives near my area anyway. He was a bit hesitant to get in the car with me and three other blokes.
Wouldn't be the first time. Now John, the lockout laws and stuff up the cross. Let's talk about that. Has that ruined the cross?
It's not only ruined the cross, it's ruined the whole city, mate.
Yeah.
Let's be realistic. Now they've got a committee to try to revive the Sydney nightlife. They should have had this committee before they made these stupid decisions.
Yeah.
I actually volunteered for this committee, and they said even though it would be, I'd bring spice to the committee, but we're going to go a different direction. maybe I shouldn't have said on my application, I intend to have a press conference after every meeting. That probably put them off a little bit.
Yeah, well, I did read in the paper that your book, which I have read, it's a beauty.
Last King of the Cross.
Yeah. Got an award. What did you get?
A literary award. Can you believe that? Considering there is no punctuation used throughout the whole book. It's a new style of writing. You just got to keep reading.
Yeah.
Free form.
And what does it mean, mate? Do you pick up an award, and where's it at? Because I want to come.
Apparently it's the Ned Kelly Award, which makes sense.
Yep. Yeah.
I appreciate it nonetheless.
How do you keep fit, mate? Weights or cardio?
I just woke up. I was on the couch napping.
Listening to the Grill Team, because I know you were telling me that you can't stand the Grill Team.
Nah, they're okay. They're all right.
But now, dedicated listener of the Rush Hour with MG Fletch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. Well, I've got to be honest, John, I reckon you've put Fletch to the top of the Black Book leaderboard.
I knew it.
I didn't think Curtly Beer would be top this week, but...
I'm really on your list, Fletch. You don't know anyone else?
Yeah,
you
well, know? look, Russell Crowe wouldn't answer. He said no, and that's, yeah, so you're up there. No, mate, I don't have you in front of Russell. You're more entertaining.
Listen, mate, watching you on TV, I always knew you had a head for radio.
Thank you very much, John. Thank you.
John Ibrahim, thank you very much for your time and all the best with the future endeavours, mate. We look forward to the next book and congratulations again on the award.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Thanks, mate.
Congratulations, Fletch. Well done.
Thank you. So I'm on the leading board.
Yeah, but Josh Reynolds is listening. He's hosting the show tomorrow.
He'd be hard to beat, John. John, yeah, I think anybody who... Yeah, I'm not even going to go there.
Hey, Fletch, we are out of time. It's been an honour to have you in the studio. Have you enjoyed yourself?
I had a ball. It's been awesome. Thank you very much.
I look forward to listening to the Grill Team tomorrow morning when Matty finds out he was number two on your list.
Yes.
Behind Craig Gow.
Yeah.
All right. He's not MG. He's not MG. He's Brian Fletcher. I'm Liam Flanagan. Stay random, Sydney.